स्वरूप माधुर्यै षड्ज भक्ति रथाश्रयम् तस्मं सनातनाय ईशा कृपया उपदीदेशा। कृष्ण स्वरूप सनातन गोस्वामी इज गेटिंग इंस्ट्रक्शन एंड लेसन फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। एंड व्हाट इज द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन that is described here by the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The subject matter is Krishna Swarupa. What is the actual position of Krishna? Krishna Swarupa Madhurya. And what is the special attractiveness of Krishna? Madhurya. Krishna Swarup Madhurya Aishwarya. And what are the opulences of Krishna? Bhakti Vathakram and all these, what is Krishna? What is the special qualification for attraction? And what is the opulence? These three things can be understood through devotional by no other means. Just like I have several times cited the example that if you want to be in confidence of a great personality, then you must satisfy him by yourself. You cannot understand a big man by your speculation. Even in this material world, if you want to know a big man, what he is, then you must satisfy him by your standing attitude, by friendship, by love, and he will disclose to you what he is. So this same process is bhakti rasaastra. If you want to know what is Krishna, what is his opulence, what is special feature, for attraction, then you should try to understand through these devotional studies of Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord says that bhaktya mam abhijanati, bhaktya mam abhijanati tattva Javan Jasyan Tattata. In another place, the Lord says that to understand being actually what I am is very difficult. Manushanam Sasrishika Siddhata Siddhaya. Out of many millions of human beings, somebody tries to make a perfection of his life. Otherwise, they are all working their cats and dogs. Simply, ahara vidra vayamuncha. They have no other information. Work hard, eat and be merry and enjoy. They have making that song. So, out of millions and millions of persons like these engaged in animal propensities of life, only a few persons, selected persons, because the illusory energy has grasp us and that has classes very tightly. To get out of the classes is very difficult. So, somehow or other, a few people out of many millions and thousands, they come to the understanding that what is the real perfection of life. Now, those who are actually perfected, out of them, out of millions of them, one can understand Krishna. That is a statement of Bhagavad Gita. Manushanam sahasresu tasyidyatati siddhaye jatatamati siddhyanam. Siddhyanam means those who have already achieved perfection. Out of them, not these imperfect fools, those who are actually attained perfection, they can understand what Krishna is actually. Tattva. And that actual position can be understood in another place in Bhagavad Gita says, Akyamamabhijana. What is actually, that can be understood by the devotional service, not that process. Not that process will help. To understand Krishna, you can, by other processes, you can achieve some other thing. But if you want to know Krishna, then you have to understand through your devotional service. Akyamamabhijana. Javan jatyam tattataha, as I am, tato maan, tattato jatma. So you will have entrance into the spiritual kingdom, into the abode of Krishna, when you have perfectly, though we cannot understand perfectly, but as far as possible, as far as you have got the capacity, if you understand Krishna as he is, then the entrance will be there. Otherwise there is no entrance. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatana Goswami about Krishna through devotional service. This instruction is very important. We should very carefully hear and, if possible, note. This is directly the instruction, just like Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna is directly instructing Arjuna. But in the Bhagavad Gita, there are many phases of instruction, creative action, philosophical preparation, and yoga system, and Jnana system, all kinds of different paths. Ultimately, of course, Lord Krishna instructing him that sarva-dharma parityajyamami tanusarangaja. That is the most confidential part. But here, Lord Chaitanya, he is not instructing any superfluous thing. So that is the blessing of Lord Chaitanya. Even what Krishna could not give, what Krishna could not, Krishna hesitated to give. Because Krishna hesitated that if I speak, in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharma an parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja, people would not accept it. There was no necessity of describing Bhagavad Gita in so many phases of instruction. Because the last instruction, most confidential instruction was that you give up everything and just surrender unto me. That is the actual instruction of Bhagavad Gita. But that was not spoken in the beginning. Because there are many phases of human beings. There are different stages of soul. Or there are different stages, karma, jnana, yoga, so many things they have been discovered. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mercy is that he directly gives this highest instruction. What Krishna could not give, but Krishna Chaitanya, or Krishna in his incarnation as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us. Therefore, he is considered the most munificent, charitable personality, man of charity. Rupa Goswami offered respect. Namo Mahabhadana. You are the greatest munificent personality. Namo Mahabhadana. Krishna Prema Pradaya. You are directly offering Krishna, which is very difficult for you. It is very difficult to understand. So many scholars, so many philosophers, so many great personalities, they could not understand Krishna. But your mercy is so broad that you are directly offering Krishna. Therefore, Mahabhadana, Krishna Prema Pradaya, directly you are giving Krishna, love of Krishna. So, Sanatana Goswami, in this way, directly, receives instruction from Lord Chaitanya about Bhakti Yogam, what is Bhakti. සත්තං සනාතනාය ඊෂා කිපයා බුද්දේසා ඊෂා ඊෂා means the Lord the Lord supreme controller and so he is also there just like what Guru received instruction directly similarly Sanatana Goswami also received instruction directly from the supreme Lord now yes how to receive instruction that is given by example by Sanatana Goswami Tave Sanatana Prabhu Charane Dharya Daina Vinati Kare Dante Tsina Laya Sanatana Goswami very humbly fell down on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and most humbly he submitted. What is that submission? Neech jati neech sangi patit adham kubishay kupe pari gayanu janam. My dear sir, I wasted my time in simply sensitive education. That is my qualification. And I belong to the lowest caste. Neech jati, neech sangi, and my association is also of the lowest caste. And potis, I am fallen and I am the lowest of all. This is my qualification. Now, why is submitting himself a neech jati? Neech jati means those who are born in lower family, that are Nidya, they are Shudras, or less than the Shudras. According to Vedic system, the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they are higher class. And the Shudras, they are lower class. And less than Shudra, they are Vaishya. So, Sanatana Goswami, actually he belongs to the Brahmin family. His forefathers belong to the Sarasvat Brahman. There are different sects, Gaura Brahman and Sarasvat Brahman. So, Sarasvat Brahman, actually, they belong to the Aryan, Aryavarta, the Punjab side and Kashmir side. They are considered high-class Brahmin. So, he belongs to that community. But, somehow or other, their forefathers, I must make their domicile in Bengal because they had some property in Bengal. They are very rich aristocratic family and this Sanatana Goswami accepted ministership in the Mohammedan kingdom. So, in those days, amongst the Brahmin community, if any Brahmin would accept service, he becomes at once a Shudra. It becomes happens because service is meant for the Shudra, not for the Brahmin, Kshatriya and Vaishya. They would never accept anybody's obligation as service. They would starve. That was the principle. Only the Shudras could accept service. So, because the Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami accepted government office, although it was government office, but it was service. So they were outside the Brahmin community. So only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, at that time, social condition was very strict. You have heard the name of Rabindranath Tagore. They are also in that way, ostracized. They are out of Brahmin community. They also belong to the Brahmin community. So, therefore, he is presenting himself that Nijjati, Nijjati, and lower caste. Why? Then Nijjati, because my associates are Nijj, my associates are Mohammedan, they are not Brahmin, they are not highly qualified. Because my associates are lower, so am. Lower also. And for this, I have fallen down from the standard of my paternal position. For this, I have fallen. Adham. And Adham means I am the lowest of human beings. So, of course, because Sanatana Goswami was under certain condition, it is not simply particularly for the Sanatana Goswami. Everyone, unless he is conscious of his position, that he is the lowest, he cannot become the highest. One should not think, while approaching spiritual master, one should not be puffed up with his so-called qualification. He should be a blank slate. That is it. That is required. He should forget that whatever nonsense he has learned, he should forget. Otherwise, there will be no benefit by approaching spiritual master. He should forget. If he kills his personality, I believe, I cannot, there is no necessity. With such nonsense things, nobody should approach the spiritual mind. One should become a blank slate. That is the understanding. Sam, Holland, and the West, and lower born, so many things, all good qualifications. This is my position. And Kubishaya Kupe Pari Gwainu Jano. I have now wasted my time simply by sense gratification. Visha means Ahara Nidra Bhayamai Kut. These are called Visha. Objects of sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, drinking, and depending. These are called vishar and we are engaged only how to eat very nicely, how to sleep very nicely, how to give me protection, and how to have nice dressing. This is our business. So, Sanatana Goswami says that I have simply wasted my time in this world. And my position is this. So, therefore, actually, apunar hitahi kisi nahi jai. Because I am so much fallen, because I wasted my time in self gratification, because I am ostracized, because my association is so lower, therefore, my position is that I do not know what is actually beneficial to me. Apunar hitahi kisi nahi jai. Now, Sanatana Goswami was a minister, educated, was a learned scholar in Parsi and Sanskrit. So, how it is that he is placing himself in that way? Imitating something, such humbleness, but actually he was not. Actually he was so. A devotee does not say anything falsely unless he feels. He feels himself like that. Why does he feel? He was educated. He belonged to the Brahmin and Sanskritic family. His association was all Nawabs and Jamindars and Sanskritic family. And he still he says like this. Why? What is the defect? That he felt like that. Now he is expressing. Apunar hitahi kisu nahi jani. I do not know what is actually beneficial to me. I am thinking that if I am posted in a service like this, and if I have got some respected association, and I have got some amendment for sense gratification, that is material. So, I have wasted my time in that. But actually, I do not know what is beneficial to me. The Brahma Bhavahara Pandit, Tai Sattamane. In the Indian system, a Brahmin is addressed as Pandit. Perhaps you know, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. Although he has no Brahminical qualification, but because he was born in a Brahmin family, so this statue was Pandit. Pandit, a Brahmin is addressed as Pandit. A Kshatriya is addressed as Thakur. And a Vaishya is addressed as Shet, Shetji, a rich man. The Vaishya Mr. Arjuna is a very rich man. Perhaps, as you have in your country, the Rockefeller, Carnegie and Ford. Similarly, in our country, you have got many rich men, just like Billard, Dalmia, Banger, and so many. So they are called Sherji. Sherji, Thakurji and Panditji. And the Shudras are called Mahajan. Because if they are called Shudra, they are Jani. So, and Mahajan is great personality. So these are some etiquette for addressing different communities. Among the different communities, although there are such classifications, still there was no enmity. They live in village, although in their position, but the relationship was very friendly. Just like brothers. Just like brothers. Actually. Because the culture was religion. Culture was the Krishna consciousness. So they depended on the culture. There was no provincialism. Because they depended on culture. The culture is the same. The Krishna consciousness, Christians, even there are materially so many high and low classification. When it comes to this culture, Krishna consciousness, they will be all in the same way. So, he said, the Gramma Babahare Pandit. And as a matter of social etiquette, I am addressed as Pandit. Pandit means learned. Learned scholar, he is called Pandit. Pandita Samadarshan. He has read in the Bhagavad Gita. Pandit means he sees everything on equal eye. Why? Because he has his grammar, he has known what is Brahma. And what are these living entities has got that knowledge? That is called Pandit. So, Sanatana Goswami has no such knowledge, at least he is pretending like that. So, he says, the Gramma Vavahare Kahaya Pandit. By social etiquette, I am addressed as Pandit. But, Sai Satkamani, and I also accept that I am Pandit. If somebody falsely calls me that pure magician. So it is an insult. It is not honoring him. I am an ordinary man. If somebody calls me your majesty. So a man who has no qualification, if he is utilizing that way, that is an insult. But we have so much food that if somebody calls me your majesty, I can feel okay, I am majesty. I am his majesty. That is our nature. If some false qualifications are awarded to me, I shall be very glad to accept it and shall say, yes. So Sanatana Goswami said that actually I am not Pandit because I do not know what is my benefit, what is beneficial to me. I do not know the goal of my life. I simply wasted my time in sense gratification. I do not know. And instead, people say, you are Pandit, and I accept it. Just see my position. This is blank slate. Admit that I am fool number one. But people say I am learned, and I accept it. This is our nature. This is called illusion. He'll never think that I am fool number one. He'll always think, who can be better than me? I can think myself. Why, what is the necessity of a spiritual master? I can become a religious leader, I can become such and such. This is our mentality. So this mentality should be sacrificed first, before going to a spiritual. First of all, we have to select who can be your spiritual master, that requires some knowledge, or you have to behave with a person to understand whether he is fit to become my spiritual master. Then you should offer yourself to his student. That is the process. Not that all of a sudden you shall go to a person, please accept me as my student. No. You should test the strength on the staff.
Where that seems actually fit.
Oh. That often. So just like Kanatu Hussani, when he cuts off Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not offer himself. That many hard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he understood, yes, very nice thing. So I should now retire from service, and I should only devote to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to left his very lucrative job, ministership, and just like a very poor man, he approached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and blessing, submitting himself as blank that these are my qualifications. Please accept. Thank you.